Get connected to what's happening in Shasta County. Tune in to KCNR, the Shasta Live Show. Your weekly dose of local business, community buzz, and dining discoveries. Join the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, Reading Buzz, and Eat Shasta every Monday night from 6.05 to 7 p.m. Can't catch it live? No problem. Listen to the archives anytime at KCNR1460.com. KCNR and the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, your community connection.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
For the first time, the average price of a new car in the U.S. tops more than $50,000. That's according to Kelley Blue Book. The average loan rate was up to about 9% in August. Used vehicle prices fell slightly as sales begin to slow.
The average new car now is $50,000. And the average loan rate is 9%. Wow, that's a different spot than we were in pre-COVID.
Wow.
When you could buy a car at 0% financing, probably, and I don't know what the average new car price was at that time. It was probably more like 35 or something.
Right. Yeah, 9%. Oof. And this headline from the Journal, grocery prices keep rising. Frustrated consumers are trying to adapt. Shoppers say they're cutting back on purchases, stockpiling certain foods, or exploring more affordable stores. We don't have the recent inflation numbers because of the government shutdown, but yeah, groceries are crazy right now. They mentioned, now this guy's in, I think, New York City, but he went to buy some steaks, and a ribeye was $32.99 a pound.
Yipes! I know, I've been amazed when I see some of the more expensive steaks at the store, and it's in the high 20s. I don't usually buy them, but how much was that one?
$32.99 a pound.
Woo!
Yeah, I mean, that's, you're going out to a, like, high-end steakhouse.
And
price.
I gotta cook it?
Right.
$32 a pound and I'm cooking it. I don't really think of that.
I gotta start raising cattle. How would a cow do indoors? I'd probably have to get some area, like, a lot of area rugs to protect the hardwood, but, I gotta have a cow.
I know, the price of groceries isn't what caused the Great Depression, but did you happen to see the second story on 60 Minutes? With Andrew Ross Sorkin, he's a well-respected financial writer of the left. But they featured him. He's got
I skipped it because it looked too scary.
He's got a new book out about 1929, and so he's got some reason selling his book about the Great Depression and the Great Crash that caused the Great Depression. You know, to talk about these times are similar to those. Because he's,
oh, it's a great hook.
Yeah, it's a great hook to get on various shows and talk about his book. But he was going through a lot of the things that we were discussing last week. You know, the whenever you're setting a record in the stock market every single day, it's always, you know, probably a correction company. And then you got, like, five companies are all responsible for it. Then you got people maxing out their credit cards and... I had the stat last week that the largest number of people ever, since they've been keeping track, were 60 days or more behind on their car payments. There's just lots of stats like that out there.
Yeah. Ooh, you're making me uncomfortable. Yikes. So over the 12 months that ended last month, price of coffee is up 21%. Beef is up 13%. Ground beef up 13%. Bananas up 6.5%. Haven't bananas been, like, skyrocketing in price now for a couple of years?
I must admit.
What is it with bananas?
I buy bananas regularly, but I do not pay any attention to what they cost. I have no idea.
Rich man.
I haven't got the slightest idea what that handful of bananas I buy costs.
Well, I got to plant a couple of banana plants. What do they grow on, trees or something? Right, maybe in the same room I keep my cat.
So you're going to have coffee beans and probably some young brown-skinned person to harvest them. And
well,
a cow.
But probably.
And the banana tree or bush. Whatever, however they grow.
Take care of the staples. That's right.
All in your living room. That's a good idea.
I hope my wife is listening, because I'm sure there's going to be a long conversation about my plan. But anyway, I don't want to scare everybody to death. I promised that we would pay off Brian, the plucky correspondent who sent a positive story and challenged me to find a downside. And I'm not going to, just because I'm so interested in it. There are a number of different polls and reports that make it clear that trans identification is in free fall among young people.
Interesting.
Scroll down to the various trends.
Interesting.
Great news for young people, great news for parents, terrible news for the doctors who had begun to profit from this madness. Let's see. Here's one account. Data from the new Center for Heterodox Social Science report, the decline of trans and queer identity among young Americans, shows that since 2023, both trans and queer identification, of course, queer just means I'm fighting against the man. Look at me. I'm cool. So it really doesn't mean anything. But they both dropped sharply within Generation X. The Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, FIRE, which conducts a large annual survey of U.S. undergrads, polled over 60,000 students. And the analysis of the raw data shows that in that year, just 3.5% of respondents identified as a gender other than male or female. By comparison, last year it was not 3.5, it was 5.2, and in 2022 and 2023 it was 6.8. In other words, the share of trans-identified students has effectively halved in just 2 years.
That is amazing and not surprising.
Right. It was a social contagion. There's more, actually. But, yeah, it was absolutely a social contagion, largely among impressionable adolescent females. Here's another survey. In 2023, 9.2... You know what? I had this rule that I came up with that neither one of us ever does, but it's handy. Tell me what the stat is before you tell me the number.
Right. Yeah, because what are we talking about?
You can't comprehend the significance of the number, and then when you hear the topic, you think, oh, yeah, what was that number now? Anyway, they polled students at a big school in Boston, and 9.2% of them identified as neither male nor female. That number now sits at...
Almost 1 in 10.
That's correct.
1 in 10 adults said, I'm neither male nor female. I mean,
students.
That is
students.
Unbelievable.
Right, right. That number that was 9.2% is now 3%. Brown University saw similar numbers going from 5% to just 2.6% in a year. Not surprisingly.
What's the correct number? It should be close to zero, shouldn't it?
Yes. Yeah. But, you know, I think a significant chunk of that very small number is hardcore activists who are going down with the sinking ship.
Yeah.
You're super hardcore queer theory, you know, critical theory types. How about this? This is utterly, utterly unsurprising, and at the risk of wrenching my shoulder, patting myself and you and everybody listening on the back, this is precisely what we knew would happen. Non-conforming sexual identity, queer, questioning, all that stuff, is in sharp decline. Gay and lesbian are stable. Because gay people know they're gay. They were gay 5 years ago. They're gay now. It wasn't hot like non-conforming was. And heterosexuality has rebounded by around 10 points since 2023.
Man, we are going to look back on the 3 to 5 year period and wonder, how did that ever happen?
Just call it the madness. I don't know. There are more stats.
It's funny. Somebody texted me the other day who was reading about the Salem witch trials, and they're explaining how that contagion caught on. If you've never read about it, it's very interesting. And I said, that sounds a lot like the whole trans thing.
Right.
And it was similar in that it was a lot of younger women who were struggling with whatever, and wanted to present as a witch and get the parents all worked up.
Or a witch victim.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know what's incredibly frustrating, and I know a lot of you good people share this this frustration, is, you know, like, I'm trying to think of another trend or craze, like the shoes, the high dollar, what do you call them? Tennis shoes, sneakers, whatever. If all the alphabet news networks were reporting as fact, these shoes are the coolest shoes ever, as if it's scientifically unquestionable. No, they're not. It's just a craze. It's something the kids are into, and you shouldn't be, you know, mortgaging your house to buy them shoes, and you shouldn't be taking them to the gender clinic to get pumped full of chemicals and get carved up. And my heart breaks for the parents who got blackmailed, terrorized, forced into, you know, pushing their kid along in their temporary mental, you know, struggles about gender, and now have done irreversible things to their children.
Yeah,
my heart breaks for them.
We're clearly on the other side of the peak of this, but as you keep pointing out, it's pretty lodged in certain parts of the country, and then you got a bunch of young people who grew up with it. It's going to be pretty hard to turn them around at this point. As we had the story yesterday out of Washington with the poor girl that was expected to compete against an adult man in JV high school basketball.
Right, right. And then when she said no, because that's a man, she was the one who was in trouble for being a bigot and a bully. One more interesting set of stats. What explains all of this? Eric Kaufman, who's writing about it, says it's not because the kids became less woke, more religious, or more conservative. Those beliefs seem to have remained stable throughout the 2020s. Is it improved mental health? Yes, in part. Less anxious, and especially less depressed, students are linked with a smaller share identifying as trans, queer, or bisexual.
Incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, and the vast majority of the media and all of our educational complex, well, virtually all of it, were supporting this as absolute, undebatable scientific fact, and anybody who debated a single aspect of it was a hater and a transphobe and going to cause suicides, including our major medical associations, which ought to be torn down and rebuilt again if there's any need to have them.
We out-Europed Europe on this whole topic for whatever reason.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Europe threw it into reverse and stomped on the gas several years back.
Having a lot of fun yesterday with a new AI tool that landed that I highly recommend. I'll tell you about that coming up, among other things in the news. Stay tuned.
Armstrong and Getty. I am dedicated. I am TNT.
With team and training, you will reach your best physical self so blood cancer patients can reach theirs. Change your life by joining a marathon, half marathon, triathlon, or a cycle event, and you'll change the lives of blood cancer patients.
I am committed. I am TNT.
After 600,000 participants and almost $1 billion raised for treatments, TNT has helped the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society make a significant impact in the advancement of blood cancer therapies that save lives every day.
I am making a difference. I am TNT.
Join TNT. Expand your circle of friends to be part of a very special community. Train with world-class trainers and have the chance to be part of the most exciting endurance sports events in the country. Or train on your own schedule with TNT Flex. Join TNT and fundraise while you train. And take part in getting us all closer to a world without blood cancers.
Join TNT now. Go to teamintraining.org.
You ever wonder why Verizon charges twice as much as Pure Talk for the same basic service? Think it might have something to do with the fact that Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotion. That's billion with a B. Yeah. Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. That's why they can offer unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a blazing fast 5G network for just $25 a month. Save an additional 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say the words micro. That's #250, micro.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
That Friday feeling is more than just a day of the week. It's the sight of a full plate and the promise of more to come. It's Black Bear Diner's all-you-can-eat Friday fish fry. Get your fill of crispy, hand-breaded pollock fillets with fries, our famous hush puppies, and house-made coleslaw. Starts at 4 p.m. every Friday at Black Bear Diner. Come hungry, bring the family, and enjoy a tradition you can count on.
Black Bear Diner.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
And a swing and a miss, and Yoshi Yamamoto with his crown jewel as a Dodger. It is a complete game.
Wow, you don't see that very much in Major League Baseball anymore. They brought that guy over from Japan, just like they brought over so many stars over the years. And he threw a complete game last night, and the Dodgers are up 2-0. And now they come back to Los Angeles. So there you go. Might be Dodgers Mariners who are up 2-0. The interesting part about that is the Dodgers have the highest payroll in baseball. And the Mariners are less than half of the Dodgers' salary. So if you like an underdog story, that would be a good one.
I find myself wondering what the pitch count was, because I love the idea of a complete game so much I can't believe my ears.
So before we get to non-alcoholic wines for your pets, which is an hilarious idea, I wanted to tell you about this. So Grok is one of the AI apps you can get out there. I just have it on my phone as an app, and I'm using the free version. And like ChatGPT or, you know, any of them, Claude, any of them that you're using. But I have Grok. That's Elon's. And they launched their new video thing yesterday in which you can take any image and give it to Grok, and it will put it in motion. And I started messing around with that, and we had so much fun with that at my house yesterday. Oh. I highly recommend it. You take an old family picture of all of you standing up against a wall with a smile on your face and give it to Grok and tell it what to do, and you have your whole family all of a sudden in a fight or or dancing,
right,
or whatever. It's hilarious.
That's so funny. A friend of mine brought this up to me yesterday. It was the first time I knew it existed. They'd just done a little wine trip to Napa with some friends and had a picture of themselves in one of the, like, cellar, wine cellar areas. And they animated it so that they did, like, an acrobat act,
yeah,
and the gals jumped up on the guy's shoulders, and they formed a pyramid. I'm like, wait, what?
Well, and, you know, it depends on the personalities of your family members and all that sort of stuff. But, like, my younger brother, who is as stoic can be, we had a video of him dancing around that was just so funny. We were sending it around to every family member, his daughter, cousins, everyone. Everybody was loving it. And it's just, it's effortless to do. And I started going back through. It's also can be really, like, emotionally touching. You can go back to pictures from many, many years ago, and you take a still photo and you put it in there, and then all of a sudden they're smiling and waving to you and stuff, and it's like, whoa, it's mind blowing.
Oh my gosh, I've got to do that. Oh man, how I'd love to see my mom, because we didn't. I got to go back to some of the family videos. We don't have all that much. And, yeah, that'd be great. Wow, amazing. But the silliness is just hilarious.
It is great. It is great. And I did it at the radio station party we had a couple of weeks ago. I took the big photo we took and had us all, I don't know what we were doing, got into a fight or something like that. But it's the technology where it is right now. I mean, for free. If somebody wanted to spend money and time and had talent on it, obviously you could get any video to occur that you want, as we all
right.
know.
Right. We now, are in a post, I have to see it to believe it, world.
I'd say.
It doesn't do you any good.
So, I'll just read this as it's written here in the Dispatch newsletter. If you have a beloved dog or cat and more money than sense, here's the good news. A New Zealand wine company now sells, you might like this, Katie, I don't know how much you like your dog, now sells non-alcoholic wine for their pets. The bottles have names like champagne spelled with a P-A-W.
Pearl, I get it.
Pearl Noir? I don't know how you pronounce that wines. Sauvignon Bark.
That's cute.
And other names.
I don't, but why? Is it juice? I don't understand.
If it's non-alcoholic wine, I assume it's either just juice or water.
Katie,
I
mean, you wouldn't understand because you're not sophisticated. When Judy and I are tasting fine wines, Baxter is looking up at us with his sad eyes, wishing that he could be a part of it. And now he can be, thanks to more money than sense wines from New Zealand.
Ah!
You know, and getting back to the Grok video thing, Henry, my 13-year-old, was taking pictures of our dog and making him talk, and that was pretty funny. You can just take a picture of your dog and have it say anything you want. It's pretty hilarious.
There you go. Since time immemorial, the talking dog has been like the symbol of something that can't happen. Yeah, and now it can.
Trump threatened Hamas yesterday. We will disarm you if you do not disarm. Who's we in this question? is a good thing to take a look at, among other things we can get to next hour. Sauvignon Bark, you see, it's a pun. It's kind of a play on words.
Oh, like Sauvignon Blanc, but with the reference, yeah.
If you miss a segment, get the podcast, Armstrong and Getty, on demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You gotta step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Kick off your Monday with our county's key stories. Tune in to KCNR at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief offers crisp, local-only updates and lively discussions that matter to the community. Have a tip? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or connect via socials at townhallbrief on linktree.com to send a message. The Town Hall Brief. The trusted source for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come.
9.9 million Americans misuse prescription drugs, with most of the pills coming from family and friends' medicine cabinets. The National Prescription Drug Takeback Day addresses this public health and safety issue. Clean out your medicine cabinets and bring your unused, outdated, and unwanted prescription drugs to the Reading City Hall on Cypress Avenue, Saturday, October 25th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, contact Chemical People at 241-5958 or chemicalpeople.org.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Sea monsters have taken over Turtle Bay Museum from the American Museum of Natural History and circulated by the Smithsonian. Sea Monsters Unearthed explores how fossils contribute to our global understanding of the planet's past, featuring large-scale skeletons and interactive displays for all ages, offering a new perspective on the ancient world. Sea Monsters Unearthed at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading, now through January 11th. Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
In the world of the chattering classes that usually lean left, Tom Friedman of the New York Times is a highly respected columnist about all things Middle East. His praise of what Trump has accomplished and optimism for how this is going to turn out is quite amazing and striking, even with what's happened in the last 24 hours. We'll get into that some in Hour 3 of the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Yeah, all sorts of interesting developments on that front. So looking forward to that. Hope you can stick around. If you can't, just subscribe to the podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand. So what you're about to hear is the fabulously lame former vice presidential candidate, Mr. Walz of Minnesota, celebrating the signing of the Licenses for All Act in woke Minnesota. And then it will transition to a hearing before one of the committees there at their state house, where a Republican is asking some very appropriate questions, and holy cow, the answers. Hit it, Michael.
Okay, so the answer to my question is yes. Under that scenario,
Whoa. Did somebody edit that or what? Okay, all right, never mind. So we don't get the Walz part of it, no problem. This is right to the hearing. Go ahead.
Okay, so the answer to my question is yes. Under that scenario, someone could, they get their driver's license, again, because we give them to anybody here. They register to vote. It doesn't match with the Social Security number, so they're flagged. But they come in, as long as they have an ID, which is that driver's license, and they sign that they're, you know, eligible to vote, they can vote. And they're then no longer flagged. They're on the system. Is that correct?
Mr. Linnell.
Madam Chair, if I could add the, and maybe stepping back from those that are flagged as CID on the roster, for anyone that's presenting documentation to register to vote, that is affirmation of their identity. The driver's license has not been used as proof of citizenship for the purposes of registering to vote. It's affirming that they are who they say they are. So right. In any of these cases where someone were to cast a ballot if they were ineligible to vote, there are also reports that are generated post-election for voters that are challenged that counties will run to show status of voters that had been updated due to the fact that they've now cast a ballot that can be reviewed and referred to the county attorney.
Okay, so the answer is yes to my question.
Yeah, that's funny. That was not the clip that we were kicking around, everybody. I'm a little confused, but yeah, you can show up, show your driver's license as an illegal with a license, and they will let you vote. And only if, you know, in the future somebody says, wait a minute, that fellow, I met him last year, and he said he's not a citizen, and he mentioned voting, will anything be done about it?
Do you think that's on purpose?
I think for some activists, yes, it's on purpose. I think for others, they just have the fuzzy-headed emotional thinking of the progressive, and they don't know how to square that circle, so they don't. Yeah, all they know is that people have a right to drive.
Because that guy explaining it just seemed like he was caught up in the, I don't know, the bureaucracy of the way it works, and I don't know. I don't know what is on his mind, how he doesn't recognize what he was saying, so people can vote then if they're illegal.
Right, and in another clip, he says, well, you got to sign a paper that says I'm eligible to vote. So, I guess, so that's the fence you have to clear. You have to be willing to lie or vote inappropriately.
You have to sign something. Tell you what, well, then.
Well, yeah, and please, how easy would it be in a world where the Democrats in California, for instance, vote harvest like maniacs? blanketing apartment complexes with ballots, then collecting them helpfully and turning them in, and maybe the signatures get checked, maybe they don't, et cetera, et cetera. How easy would it be to recruit a bunch of recent immigrants whose English ain't so bueno and get them to sign it and show up and vote in droves? And when was the last time anybody got busted for that in Minnesota? Which reminds me of the great old lie that voter fraud is vanishingly small. Yeah, that's because we have no mechanism to check for it, really, in a systematic way. Anyway, so yeah, illegals will be voting in Minnesota in a election soon to come. And then I thought this was an interesting story and kind of related. Supreme Court is hearing oral arguments today in that big racial gerrymandering case out of Louisiana. And I came across a great opinion piece written by Nikki Torres, who is, I think, the first Hispanic woman to represent her district in the eastern half of Washington, Washington State. And the district was 73% Hispanic, with a Hispanic majority of eligible voters, and it leaned Republican. Well, Democrats in Washington State sued a couple of years ago, claiming the district cracked the Latino vote, whatever that means, in violation of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. In November of 22, she became the first ever elected in the conservative, first Hispanic state senator ever elected in the conservative rural half of Washington. But a Democrat-appointed federal judge ruled in favor of the plaintiffs. They carved that district up in a really clever way, and now it's Democrat. It went from half a percent or 1%, 1.8% Republican margin to a 12-point Democratic one. And absolutely screwed all of the conservative-leaning Hispanic people in that district. So anytime a Democrat comes to you and says, yes, we want to redraw the lines to ensure racial justice, bull crap. They just want to win elections. It's about the raw exercise of power, as usual, dressed up in a moral argument that they don't mean. End of rant.
So Katie brought us this story earlier about how trank is still a thing on the streets, the drug, which we've been talking about for a couple of years now.
Do we have that that headline she
gave
us?
Yes, I do.
That sentence?
Yes,
holy
I do.
Cow.
The headline. Here's the headline from the story. Horrifying images show how flesh-eating zombie drug mummifies addicts and causes their limbs to auto-amputate.
Brr.
Term I'd never heard before. That would be your arms and legs saying, I'm getting out of here.
Yeah, but it gets you really high.
Poisoning us.
It's like a Mr. Potato Head situation. Just pop them off.
Yeah, I'll read the first sentence here. This is really gross. If you're eating
something... Yeah, but Mr. Potato Head can pop them back on, Katie.
Good point.
This first sentence is super gross, so if you're bothered by gross talk or you're about to eat it. Exposed tendons and bones, wounds that attract maggots, and a foul smell for dead tissue.
Oh, you didn't lie.
Is the key that you've got somebody who's doing the trank. An illegal sedative often mixed with fentanyl to enhance and extend highs. Most recent studies show a lot of, even if you think you're like, I'm being a responsible drug user, trank, that's for weirdos. I just do fentanyl. Even if you just do fentanyl, 30% of fentanyl powder has got trank in it, and 6% of fentanyl pills have trank in it.
Wow. Wow. So if you're intentionally taking fentanyl, it's infected with trank. And if you don't think you're taking fentanyl, and the excellent candidate for a fatal overdose, that fentanyl you don't know about is probably stepped on with trank, too. Beautiful.
So the most recent numbers they have in Philadelphia, which for some reason is ground zero for the trank crisis, that's where it caught hold first. The most recent numbers they have are from 2023, 2 years ago, or a year and a half ago, year and three quarters ago. Of all unintentional overdose deaths, almost 40% involved trank. Almost 40%. That is amazing. Anyway, Philadelphia orthopedic surgeon warning that the trank crisis is showing no signs of abating, even as it continues to get mixed with other drugs and kills lots of people. We're seeing at the larger university hospitals around Philadelphia, lots of patients with these problems. It's found to cause severe side effects, including central nervous system depression, very low blood pressure. That's the least of my problems. But my blood pressure seems kind of low. How about the fact that my limbs are self-amputating? That seems like the lead to me.
Like blood pressure where it's not getting from your heart to your lungs is a problem.
Yeah. So within a few minutes of injecting this, in case you're wondering what it does for you, it relaxes all your muscles, relieves any discomfort you have, and triggers a zombie-like trance by decreasing your fight-or-flight neurotransmitter system. So your fight-or-flight thing gets turned off, and apparently when you turn that off, you just get super relaxed and calm and feel good.
Right. High, in other words, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It must be in a way that other highs aren't, though, right? Mm. Must be. Or somebody who's been doing fentanyl and everything like that, what would bring you to trank?
I don't know. Some days you get tired of Chardonnay, you want a Sauvignon Blanc. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not a trank addict.
Well,
at least they're not Bluetoothing, Jack. Have you heard about Bluetoothing?
I have not. Can anything get worse than... Because it says here about the trank, the worst case is the limbs literally auto-amputate. All of the soft tissue necrosises off the bones, and patients will come in essentially mummified on their limbs as they are auto-amputated before they even get to the hospital room. Oh, my God!
So their limbs fall off.
Aha! Sounds like a party. Hell? Anyway, what was Bluetoothing?
Jack, the practice in which users inject the blood of already intoxicated individuals has fueled one of the fastest-growing HIV epidemics in the Pacific and grown widespread in South Africa. So your buddy is high, but you're not, so you take a syringe and suck blood out of him and inject it into yourself.
God, how broke are you? From what I understand, all these drugs are so cheap.
Right.
Man, you're really lazy. You're almost passed out. Buddy, I'm going to suck some of your blood out. Put it in me so I don't even have to go, you know, steal something from the Target.
I guess this is getting hot in high poverty areas in Africa and Asia, driven by tougher policing, spiking prices, and falling drug supplies. So,
wow. Want to tell you a way to protect yourself, not from trank, but from people trying to steal your identity or hack into your computer or do all that kind of stuff. You don't want that. That's why you want, during the Cyber Scaries Month, you want to arm yourself with WebRoot Total Protection.
Yeah, it seems like every day there's a new way to trick you. Text scams, data breaches, so much stuff going on. And that's why you need WebRoot Total Protection.
Yeah, which includes dark web monitoring. I love that. They can go on the dark web and see if even your information is floating around out there. That's a great thing to know. Up to $1 million in expense reimbursement for stolen funds.
Secure VPN, unlimited cloud backup. I mean, it's everything. It's amazing. It runs super fast, is not intrusive like other places or other, you know, services. You're going to love WebRoot, and you can get 60% off WebRoot Total Protection right now at webroot.com/Armstrong. That's 60% off for a limited time, but only when you go to webroot.com/Armstrong. At least check it out, webroot.com/Armstrong.
So has Sam Altman, the guy who runs OpenAI's ChatGPT, crossed the Rubicon on adult content for AI? This may be a day historians look back on. Among other things.
The Rubicon, huh? Has he crossed the Rubicon?
Wow.
Hey.
That is childish.
I enjoyed it.
Speaking of childish, we got an update on something schools are banning. Stay tuned, all on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
The guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, president of Leaf Filter, gets a lot of interesting calls to his office when folks are ready to tackle their gutters.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/deal for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
Ready for a little magic and a lot of laughs? Shasta College Theater invites you into the enchanted forest for a Midsummer Night's Dream. Mischievous fairies, love-struck teens, and even a would-be actor turned into a donkey. Shakespeare's funniest comedy has it all.
Join us October 10th, 11th, 17th, and 18th at 7 p.m. with matinees October 12th and 19th at 2 p.m. Tickets are just $15 general, $10 seniors, and $5 for students.
A Midsummer Night's Dream at Shasta College.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Let's face it, Gavin Newsom and Sacramento took our money. And worse, Reading City Council wasted it. They spend billions on projects that don't help us. Meanwhile, our roads are crumbling, fire response times are too slow, taxpayers pay the price. It's time for us to take back local control. Measure A keeps every dime right here where we can watch it. Not one penny goes to Gavin Newsom, and city politicians can't mess it up. Here's what Measure A does for us. Builds Fire Station 9, helping to lower our home insurance costs. Fixes our local roads, saving drivers up to $2,000 a year on gas and repairs. If we don't pass it, we risk losing three fire stations. Roads will crumble and 911 calls can go unanswered. But by voting yes, we get a Citizens Oversight Committee, independent from City Council, mandatory annual audits, and a ban on moving money without a vote of the people. This protects us from the politicians' wasteful ways. Measure A, endorsed by local taxpayers, homeowners, and business leaders. Let's take control back. Vote yes on Measure A. Paid for by Citizens for a Better Reading. Yes on Measure A.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Savannah, 6'7".
6'7". You've got the tone down and everything. Good morning. You got to do the hand motion with it. So this first went viral last year. Here's the thing, though. It really means nothing at all. But unlike most internet trends, this one seems to be sticking around, prompting some teachers to set some new rules in the classroom.
6'7", a meme kids can't get enough of and teachers can't get away from.
We are not saying the word 6'7" anymore. If you do, you have to write a 67-word essay.
Some schools even banning the phrase in classrooms.
You are no longer allowed to say, what number do you think I'm going to say?
6'7". Caitlin Soriano is a 7th grade math teacher.
How much are you hearing and seeing 6'7" in your classroom?
All day, every day.
All right. I just don't know what to do.
Yeah.
So we talked about this yesterday. I think we got it nailed down. It's human beings seek common experiences so that we feel like we're part of a community, which makes us feel protected in our animal brain. We don't have shared experiences anymore because nobody watches the same TV shows, listens to the same music, blah, blah, blah. So we've created these things that have no meaning or value, but just because you know what it means if I say six, well, not what it means, but you've heard it before, six, seven, now we feel like we're a part of something. And it's got
right.
no more meaning than that. I mean, it's both very meaningful and not the least bit meaningful at the same time.
Right, it's like distilled down to its purest essence. It's merely a common experience. Not a common experience of enjoying a show or seeing a sunset or whatever. No, it's just a signal that I know what you're talking about, and you know what I'm talking about. It's interesting.
Right.
And I haven't heard anybody but really you talking about that to explain the phenomena.
It's funny, I brought it up to my son last night, and he said it's just like Skibidi, and I said, that's what I said! Yeah. Skibidi toilet from a couple of years ago, and so there's going to be no putting an end to this. We're going to, young people are going to continue to seek out common experiences to bond around that are meaningless because they don't have any other common experiences to bond around.
Got a great email from Kathy in Spain, as we are truly international now.
Wow.
You got Barry in Thailand, people all over the world. Thank you for listening wherever you are. Let's see. Here it is. Listening to yesterday's podcast.
That's how you talk to foreigners. You talk slowly and loudly.
Very loudly.
But in English.
Anyway, talking about the lack of shared experience leading to the emergence of nonsense memes like 6-7, Skibidi, and my kid's favorite, Chicken Jockey, can probably be applied to adults as well. Jack's point about not having a common show to watch, etc., can expand to not going to the same church sermon on Sunday or the block party on Saturday, and that can certainly explain the country's obsession with politics.
Mm.
When I was younger, we never discussed politics. We had enough shared experiences to bond over. Now, politics are one of the few things about which people can connect.
Yep, that's absolutely true. The Trump TV show is the one show everybody's watching, so you can bond around that.
Right.
Which is good,
you know,
obviously.
There are TV shows or movies that are described as polarizing, very polarizing. Well, politics is by definition polarizing. So our only real shared experience is designed to be as polarizing as possible. I think we've solved it. We've figured out the modern world.
I agree. We have figured it out and solved it. But watching it, it's just so weird. Because I saw the Skibidi thing in person where there'd be a group of kids, like my son and his friend, and somebody would just say, Skibidi toilet! And everybody would burst out laughing. It's like there's nothing, there's no there. And the same thing with the 6-7, as you just saw up there. Somebody in a classroom just says 6-7, and everybody goes, ah! What are we doing here?
That is very, very odd.
Again, we've explained it. It's both very meaningful and not the least bit meaningful, but I don't know. Banning
Final
it in the classroom.
From Kathy in Spain. Good. I mistakenly thought the pandemic would have a unifying effect, but it pushed the country further into silos. We're scroomed!
We absolutely are.
What are you going to do?
Another follow-up, because we talked about 6-7 yesterday. Follow-up, Joe was talking about sex bots and all that sort of thing. Sam Altman of ChatGPT and OpenAI has said that he's going to allow adult content on his AI platform, and that popped into my head yesterday. I talked earlier about having fun with the Grok video thing. My brothers and I were taking family photos and having Grok turn the videos into fun stuff. But you couldn't do anything the least bit nasty. I thought it'd be funny to take our Christmas family picture and have everybody flipping off the camera. I mean, my mom flipping off the camera. My brothers and I would howl at laughter at that. Because it is so, you know, out of character.
Right.
But it wouldn't allow it. Grok would not allow that or a bunch of other things I suggested. But Sam Altman at ChatGPT, the rival, is now going to allow sexy stuff. So that's, you know, it'll be another race to the bottom because, you know, Elon can try to hold the line on decent content, but his competitors are not.
All right. Race to the bottom, probably a poor choice of words, but I understand what you're saying. I see your point.
Yeah.
Cross the Bubicon. Did you hear that one?
Apparently you have to do your hands like this, and the tone of voice is 6-7. So if you want to be cool with a...
I don't.
13-year-old, then that's what you do. There you go.
Armstrong and Getty. Dr. Halbert here. Are you tired of standing in front of the pain aisle wondering which product really works? That's exactly why I invented BlueStop. It took me 10 years to perfect BlueStop's unique and effective formula. As a surgeon, I saw how stiff joints, sore muscles, and body aches kept too many people from enjoying life. BlueStop works fast, absorbs quick, and smells great. No prescription, no waiting. It's on the shelf right now at Walmart. Feel the difference.
Rising debt, stock market swings, and global shocks can affect your retirement. But even in this economy, there's still opportunity. Protect your retirement with a secure, tax-advantaged gold IRA. Instead of leaving a 401k or IRA at the mercy of markets, hold physical gold or silver. Real protection for your future. And Noble Gold makes it simple. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and chat with a specialist. The conversation is free, and the peace of mind is priceless. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult your financial advisor before making investments.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.